Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Nartrees Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Capitalism, the Unknown Ideal is a 1966 collection of essays by Ayn Rand, with additional essays by Nathaniel Brandon, Alan Greenspan, and Robert Hessen. It is a work of political philosophy rather than a conventional economics textbook. And its central purpose is to defend laissez-faire capitalism on moral as well as practical grounds. Rand argues that capitalism is not merely an arrangement for trade or private ownership, but a social system rooted in individual rights, voluntary exchange, and limited government. The book is organized around theoretical and historical arguments, then extends into commentaries on contemporary issues of the 1960s. Because of that structure, it functions both as a manifesto for Rand's objectivist political ideas and as a critique of state intervention, collectivism, and the common moral objections raised against free markets. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, capitalism as a moral system based on individual rights. Rand's most distinctive claim is that capitalism should be judged first as a moral and philosophical system, not just as an efficient economic arrangement. She defines it as the only social order consistent with reason, because it recognizes each person as an end in himself and protects the right to act on his own judgment. This means private property, voluntary trade, and contract are not secondary conveniences. They are expressions of a broader principle that no one may be sacrificed to the goals of others. The book therefore rejects the idea that capitalism must be defended only by citing output, growth, or utility. Instead, Rand tries to show that productive freedom is justified because it respects human agency. That framing matters because it shifts the argument away from policy details and toward first principles. Readers encounter a philosophy in which economic liberty is inseparable from ethics, and in which coercion is treated not as a regrettable exception, but as the central moral flaw of collectivist systems. Secondly, a strict defense of laissez-faire against state control. The book repeatedly insists that capitalism means laissez-faire, not mixed economies, managed markets, or broad government planning. Rand argues that once the state goes beyond protecting rights and enforcing contracts, it begins to substitute political force for individual choice. In her view, controls, subsidies, regulations, and planning do not correct capitalism from the outside. They weaken the very conditions that make a free economy possible. This argument is not merely anti-government in a general sense. It is built on the idea that knowledge in society is dispersed and that no central authority can legitimately direct productive effort without overriding the independent judgment of citizens. The essays treat market coordination as a voluntary process arising from human minds and actions, while central planning is presented as a system that replaces reasoned exchange with compulsion. The result is a clear boundary government may protect rights, but it may not direct values, production, or economic outcomes without undermining freedom itself. Thirdly, the historical case against collectivism and for open markets. A major part of the book is devoted to historical and conceptual contrasts between capitalism and other systems that claim moral superiority. Rand and the contributing authors argue that Western prosperity developed through individual initiative, commerce, and private enterprise rather than through forced labor or bureaucratic direction. The historical discussion is meant to challenge the assumption that capitalism is a recent, unstable, or exploitative arrangement. Instead, it is portrayed as the system that allowed science, invention, and broad prosperity to emerge, because people could act on their own judgment and benefit from their own success. The book also responds to familiar anti-capitalist narratives that treat markets as inherently predatory or unequal. By linking material progress to freedom of action, the essays attempt to show that economic development depends on protecting the productive mind. This historical framing makes the argument broader than a defense of business interests. It presents capitalism as a civilizational achievement that converts individual initiative into social wealth without requiring sacrifice to collective plans. Fourthly, a critique of the idea that public need justifies moral sacrifice. Another recurring theme is Rand's opposition to the notion that society may demand sacrifice from productive individuals for the sake of an allegedly higher collective good. She rejects the view that people owe their talents, labor, or earnings to the state or to social causes simply because they are capable of producing. In her analysis, the claim that the many may rule the few through moral pressure or legislation turns rights into permissions granted by majority opinion. The essays argue instead that values are personal and cannot be legitimately established by vote. This is important because it explains why the book treats redistribution, coercive welfare claims, and moralized egalitarianism as philosophical problems, not just policy disagreements. Rand's position is that productive achievement should not be framed as a social debt. Rather, each person has the right to pursue his own goals so long as he does not violate the equal rights of others. That argument gives the book its sharp anti-sacrificial tone and distinguishes it from defenses of capitalism based only on incentives or prosperity. Lastly, a political commentary on the 1960s from an objectivist perspective. The second part of the book broadens the discussion from abstract theory to the political controversies of its era, including the Vietnam War, student unrest, and Catholic social teaching in Populorum Progressio. These essays show how Rand's philosophy was intended to apply beyond economics to live political questions. She uses contemporary events to illustrate what she sees as the dangers of collectivist rhetoric, moral relativism, and state expansion. This section is useful because it reveals how the earlier philosophical claims are meant to function in real debate if individual rights are the basis of a free society. Then foreign policy, education, and social reform should all be judged by whether they respect those rights. The inclusion of current issues also shows the book's breadth. It is not a narrow defense of business interests, but an intervention in the larger culture wars of the 1960s. Readers see Rand trying to connect abstract principles to specific public controversies, making the book both political theory and ideological commentary. In conclusion, Capitalism: The Unknown Ideal is best suited for readers interested in political philosophy, free market thought, and Ayn Rand's objectivist system. It will appeal to students of economic theory, readers comparing liberal and collectivist political traditions, and anyone trying to understand the moral arguments often used to defend laissez-faire capitalism. The book offers intellectual value even for readers who disagree with Rand, because it presents one of the most explicit and uncompromising philosophical defenses of capitalism ever assembled in essay form. What makes it stand out in its category is that it does not treat capitalism mainly as a technical mechanism for allocating resources. Instead, it frames capitalism as a moral necessity tied to reason, rights, and human flourishing. That makes it different from standard economics books, policy analyses, or popular business defenses of markets. Its essays are polemical and strongly argued, but they are also foundational for understanding how Rand influenced later free market and libertarian thought. Readers looking for a clear statement of her anti-collectivist worldview will find this one of her most direct and programmatic works. If you would like to support Ayn Rand, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.